Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we are going to discuss the energies of Venus retrograde in Leo and the Venus star point that is occurring on August 13th, 2023, when retrograde Venus in Leo is conjunct the sun at 20 degrees. So we will be discussing those energetics in this podcast episode. And it's funny because as I was preparing for this show, I was feeling like this information, it sounds so familiar. And I realized I did a show for you 4 years ago on this same topic. Back in August 2019, I did a podcast on this same Venus star point in Leo when she was last retrograde in Leo and working with the sun. So again, that would have been August 2019. Feel free to go back and listen to that episode if you are so inclined. But that also provides an understanding of how this pattern works. So Venus was retrograde 4 years ago in Leo, creating this star point around the exact same point in your chart. It was 21 degrees of Leo, and this time it's 20 degrees of Leo. So we're looking at what has evolved and shifted for you, especially in the past 4 years, because the last time there was this Venus star point, it was a full Venus. A full Venus is similar to a full moon when the energy is the brightest, the biggest. This time around, here in August 2023, it's a new Venus, where Venus is retrograde conjunct the sun. And again, similar to the lunar cycle, the new Venus is where new energies are coming forth and emerging. A new cycle begins. So it's closing out a 4 year cycle when Venus was full in August 2019. And to give you a bigger scope of understanding, the last time we had a new Venus in Leo was 2015. So every 4 years, Venus has a new Venus and a full Venus energy. And so here in 2023, she begins a new Venus cycle for the first time in 8 years. And she is completing and closing out where she was 4 years ago in August 2019. Let me state that in a different way. Look at your life back in August 2015. That was the last time we had a new Venus in Leo. So in your chart, it would be around 22 degrees of Leo is when we had the new Venus energy come forth. Again, August 2015. Then she reached her fullness 4 years later in this area of your chart when she was again conjunct the sun. In August 2019, she was a full Venus when she was direct and conjunct the sun. Now we're approaching a new Venus cycle. It's also called an inferior conjunction when Venus is retrograde conjunct the sun, and she is beginning a whole new phase. So that's the essential cycle of Venus star points. Now, Venus goes retrograde in many astrological signs, but the Venus star point is her unique relationship with the sun during her retrograde cycles, and how there is a pattern of her creating similar interactions with the sun across 5 astrological signs. And they repeat, and they've been repeating as it's been tracked across the decades. And there are some slight variations. But overall, the Venus star point shows you that Venus works very clearly with the sun in Aries, Gemini, Leo, Scorpio, and Capricorn. And yes, there are slight variations, but just keep in mind, this is the ongoing Venus pattern, the Venus dance. And because it is a 5-pointed star, there's also a lot of connection between Venus and the number 5. The significance of the energy of 5, especially in numerology, which involves curiosity, change, instability, and how all of that can lead to new forms of expression and creation. And Venus being about what we create with our energy, what we desire, what we want, how we also are drawn to certain things that bring us joy, happiness, that support our internal harmony and ability to continually love and accept ourselves. Venus star point energy magnifies that. So what we're going to look at is how you can make the most of the Venus star point, which occurs through that inferior conjunction with the sun on August 13th at 20 degrees of Leo in your chart, and also after the Lionsgate portal on 8/8/2024. And as we approach the Leo new moon on August 16th, 2023. So we have some powerful Leo energies occurring right now. In your natal chart, you want to identify which house you have Leo energy in, specifically the last decan of Leo, which is 20 to 29 degrees. And this is where you're really being charged up with new energy from the sun. And I feel like that is a really dominant theme because of how Leo is ruled by the sun, and the sun shines the brightest and the strongest during Leo season. So with this particular energy of Venus retrograde conjunct the sun in Leo, I feel like there is this huge download of fresh light codes, fresh warmth, strength, energy, power coming through to infuse this Venus with new love for herself, new acceptance of who she is, even new creative gifts streaming through, new energies that are infusing her with a stronger sense of self-love, self-acceptance, really understanding more of what that means so that she can be in this beautiful new cycle of higher self-acceptance, self-value, self-love. The Leo energy is how we create our life, express ourselves, show up with confidence in who we are, and essentially shine our light out into the world. And that's how we attract and pick up on the frequencies of others. And with this Leo energy being supercharged right now, of course, there are extremes that can show up on both sides of the equation. One would be a very overly developed ego, right? Someone whose ego is too big for their britches. It's a turnoff. It's not attractive. It's an ego that thinks it rules the world or that the sun revolves around it. And this would be the energy of even being disconnected from one's true self, the pureness of the soul, and even being disconnected from the heart. Well, here comes Venus. Venus reconnects the energetic circuitry to the heart. On the other side of the Leo scale can be a sense of a deflated confidence in one's abilities and talents. It can be the inability to be seen or recognized, not wanting to accept praise, not wanting to have attention be drawn to them or to be seen for who you really are. So what we're looking at with the healthy Leo expression is being strong, clear, pure, confident, and loving of yourself in a way that is healthy and also connected to the heart, connected to intuition, connected to the soul's desire to be the best you can be in this lifetime. It's also looking at where energy can come in or creep in that feels like it's dimming that light. This is where sometimes there can be competition or the perception of competition. This is where you can be unconsciously comparing yourself to others, to what they do, to how brightly they shine, what they're about, what their gifts are. But all of that is essentially taking you away from your own self-acceptance and claiming your gifts, claiming your own talents without comparison, without looking at anyone or anything. And this is really random, but it reminds me of when I was in undergrad in college, and I was a poli-sci major, so I had all these poli-sci classes. And one of my professors, before every exam, he would stand at the front. By the way, he always had the best suit. He was very distinguished and dignified. And before we were taking an exam, he would remind us that it will do you no good to look to the left or look to the right. The only answers you need are going to come from above or come from within. And so he said, basically, if I catch you looking at anybody else's desk or papers, then I'm going to assume you're cheating. But the only place I want to see your eyes going would be up to look at God or down onto your page as you take this exam. And I thought that always had such beautiful messaging in it, because there's so many times that you could think you have to look at what other people are doing or see what their gifts are or go into anything that essentially takes you away from your own brilliance, your own intelligence, your own creativity, your own confidence. And that doesn't serve you, especially for the long term. So this is a beautiful time to look up or look within, but to not be concerned about what anyone else might be doing with their energy, with their gifts, because this is where you get to amp up your own light. And I feel like with this particular new Venus, which is called the inferior conjunction when she's retrograde, it's a time of her connecting with the sun to then enter into her own cocoon and allow something new to germinate within her. To allow this new energy from the sun, which again I'm feeling as these very powerful light codes coming in. And on that note, the sun has been very active, and we've had some coronal mass ejections as well as an X-class solar flare, which is the strongest. And that X-class solar flare is coming into our atmosphere. These are the types of powerful intrusions that create geomagnetic storms that are very disruptive. And this is where we have things that slow down, especially in our electronics, anything connected to the satellite frequencies. All of that is vulnerable to the sun's power and these solar flares and these CMEs that are coming off of the sun. So we are literally receiving brand new outbursts of light and life force from the sun at this time that is showing us more of what we want to create and move into. Now, the new Venus energy, again, similar to a new moon, is a time to be very intentional. So one thing you can do for this August 13th conjunction between Venus retrograde and the sun is write out your intentions that you want to create, experience, and manifest in your life over the next 4 years. So we've got ourselves a 4-year intention list here. That is when Venus will then be her full Venus self in this part of your chart. And you can also do an intention list for the next 8 years of your life, which is when we'll then have the next new Venus. Because yes, this is an 8-year cycle that's beginning August 13th, 2023 at 20 degrees of Venus in your chart. What do you want to create? What are you feeling that lights you up, that brings you joy, it lifts your heart? This can be a huge turnover in relationships, in what you love, in what you attract, in the energy you want to pull in or experience. And as I'm saying this, I'm actually seeing this beautiful aura. So visualize your own aura right now. But I'm seeing the aura as the sun, as in you are in the middle of the sun, and your aura is being amplified and lit up by this beautiful golden energy, and it's orange and it's warm and it has this power and strength to it. And what I'm feeling is that this is a very powerful time to intentionally place in your aura what you want to magnetize in, what you want to call in to your experience, as well as what you want to create. So I'm seeing this as placing those intentions on your intention list in your aura. Give them a shape, give them a form. Maybe they look like lovely little stars, or they're little bursts of energy. Maybe they are unicorns. Maybe they are little heart emojis. Put this in your aura. Place these beautiful codes in your aura. And then I see the light of the sun's power coming in and energizing those particular light codes and what you've placed in your aura. So let's say you're putting in your aura, intentionally planting hearts or love or stars, something that lights you up and makes you smile. Then here comes this exact conjunction between Venus retrograde and the sun, and the sun powers up those emojis, powers up that energy in your aura. And this is part of the new Venus that is preparing to create what she wants next. And because Leo is fire energy, things can be lit up. It can catch fire. It can create something within you where that spark becomes a bonfire, where you could feel something roar to life within you. What do you want that to be? What would truly light you up, warm your heart, give you energy, inspire you, motivate you? And Leo is also the energy of taking a risk, doing something that requires you to trust your heart. Maybe it's putting your heart on the line. Maybe it's creating something that you really want to make, even if you don't know how it's going to be received or how it comes across. Maybe there's something here in your life that you're feeling energized by, a new dream, a new direction. There could be so many ways this energy, of course, takes shape or comes to life for you, but it's about being intentional with what you want to experience, what you want to create. And that being a Leo keyword is creation. Maybe it's opening up to more fun, how you want to enjoy life more. You don't want all the burden, the seriousness, the heaviness. You want more lightheartedness, more joy, more things to do or experience that remind you what life can be. Leo energy also wants us to continue to know ourselves in ways that also fortify your self-acceptance and your self-love. And so this is where it's okay to give yourself those messages of what you do well, what you enjoy, what you want to experience more of. I'm feeling too like this is a burst of energy into the solar plexus and the heart chakra. And this could be a time for you to energetically check in and make sure that your heart chakra is connected to your solar plexus in a powerful, healthy way. And then to visualize the energy going down through the sacral root chakra into the earth for grounding, as well as then moving the energy up through all of the seven chakras, but then up into the universe that connects to all of our chakras that go into other realms. Because we actually have so many chakras, but the seven chakras that we reference regularly are connected with the physical human body. But of course, you have so many more that go up into the cosmos. And there could be some type of powerful activation of these higher realm chakras that allow you to receive more creative inspirations, more ideas, more ways of navigating your journey. I'm seeing this energy go up above the crown chakra, and it splits open. It opens up in a very expansive way, and then I see it go off into other star systems and constellations. I'm seeing that we receive, you know, so many energies and inspirations from multiple places in our galaxy. This could be a time when you open up those energies, especially if you're feeling grounded, strong, and pure. You're going to be able to receive a lot more here during this particular phase, and especially into the Leo new moon on August 16th. So I feel like we're getting a lot of downloads that maybe you don't know what to do with. I'm actually seeing these energies come in and they are sitting within us. They're being seeded. They're being planted in order for them to grow, blossom, and build. But there's some things coming in that aren't going to open up for, I'm seeing it for at least 1 year or 2 years. I'm seeing this timeline of receiving multiple codes, receiving multiple light codes and downloads coming in, and they arrive in different places of the energy and they sit and then they start to open up in the correct season of your energy. Okay, this is fascinating. I'm feeling this directly connected to your solar return, which is how each of us is on our own journey, our own track, our own evolutionary growth cycle. And so I'm feeling like there's some things you could receive now that you actually don't open up or connect with until the right time in your journey, whether that is related directly to your solar return, whenever that is for you. It doesn't matter if that's coming up in 3 months or if you don't have a birthday for 10 months. I'm just seeing it as that solar return is important because of how the sun is in Leo. Venus retrograde is conjunct the sun. She's receiving new information, downloads, light codes, inspirations. And then it could be at your solar return that the energy is personally activated for you. That's really cool. I haven't made this connection before. For those of you who are new to this podcast, this is how I do astrology. It's intuitive. And I don't know what's going to come through until I'm in the energy and I'm receiving the downloads from my spirit guides and from my team. So this is always a surprise to me and it keeps it interesting. But they're showing me that the energy that we are absorbing and receiving at this time is uniquely coded to each of us, which is always the case. But just to let you know, your timeline of activation is going to depend on your solar return because of how there's such power right now in the sun's energy. And so going back to the energy of this new Venus and how the downloads are meant to help you for the next 4 years in the Leo areas of your chart, the activations could be unfolding and growing through each solar return. And when I say solar return, that is, of course, your birthday. And that can be, again, any time of the year. Doesn't matter your sun sign. That's what I'm seeing here. It's because of how strongly this Leo energy right now is in energizing our individual sense of self, our power, our confidence, and also giving us more will, the willpower to live a life that warms your heart, that inspires you, that gives you things to be joyful for, to understand that what you offer simply through your energy matters more than ever. And what you are perhaps receiving at this time might not be fully realized for a while because it has to sync up with your unique cycle, with your unique energetics. So one significant theme of this particular cycle is that it's a new love cycle. It is energizing and activating those Leo energies. And it is bringing alive more within us that we are attracted to, that we desire, that we want. So at a personal level, romantic relationships will be re-energized or refueled, if that is in fact the intention of both people involved. This is also a cycle of new love coming in, new energies opening up that support support the development of new connections at higher frequencies. And we haven't had this for 8 years. Now, that's probably why you've heard how August 2015 has been referenced. And if you look back over the past 8 years, you could see in hindsight what your experiences of love have involved, what they have been about, what it has taught you, perhaps what you've healed, what you've understood about your own needs, your own love language, your own connections to other people. And previously in 2015, Jupiter was in Leo. So we had Jupiter and Venus conjunct in Leo back in August 2015. And I know that because it's when my son was born and I realized he's born during a Venus star point. And so when you look back over your last 8 years of experiences related to your heart, what have you learned? What have you come to understand? What has been clarified for you? And I realize this can be painful for some people. This can be you look back and it's not exactly what you want to see. These aren't the experiences you want to reflect on. I mean, there can be, of course, hardship and difficulty around these areas of life. And so what I'm seeing, if that's what's coming up for you, is that this is a new 8-year cycle around Leo love, romance, attraction, desire, creation. This is meant to open up new parts of your heart, new parts of you that want to experience love in new ways. And if you are feeling blocked, held back, if you're still moving through some of those energies or some of those experiences, what I'm seeing is that you can intentionally visualize anything in your heart, on your heart, connected to those energies melting like wax. And in fact, this might be a ceremony that you do for yourself where you light a red, pink, or white candle. And you intentionally allow the burning of that candle to be the essence of burning away any blockages, any pain, anything still residing within you, and allowing this energy to melt and flow and gracefully dissipate. So you're no longer holding it, you're no longer traveling with it, and you're allowing the warmth of the light to dissolve and dissipate it. So certainly trust if that feels right for you or not. But this is a time of new love coming in, new connections, new soulmates, new romantic energies that are needed on this planet, because it's as simple as activating our energetic grid with love, with connection, with those areas of our lives that we seek out and are often the biggest areas of our lives that we desire the most, wanting a partnership, wanting a romantic connection, wanting someone who is able to connect with your heart, where there are heart connections coming together, and how beautiful that is for the collective energy frequency, as well as for the individual energy frequency. So this is a time of being very clear and intentional with what that energy means to you, what you want to experience. I feel that this is where we're also going to see more people coming together. I'm getting the image of swans. And you know how swans, their necks can curve to create a heart? That's what I'm seeing with this energy. It's super sweet. And as I look at the energy of this astrological chart, specifically on August 13th, 2023, which, by the way, there will be a separate video on YouTube discussing this Venus star point energy. Venus is receiving a beautiful trine from Chiron in Aries at 19 degrees. And that trine to both the Sun and Venus in Leo is a healing connection. This is healing the heart. These are energies that are meant to support what you've worked through, what you've realized, perhaps about your own romantic patterns or experiences. This is a trine that also supports new energies coming into the heart space that feel invigorating, motivating, new, different. And this Venus and Sun are squaring Uranus at 22 degrees of Taurus. And this is like out of the blue, like somebody shows up randomly or something happens in a very unexpected way. Obviously, that can be jolting. That can throw you off. But I feel like this is where the universe is sending in people who need to connect, who need to either meet each other, who need to sync up, who need to be in each other's aura. I'm feeling this as a very physical interaction, meaning it's not simply in the dream state. It's not simply online. It's not through a computer or through your phone. Like, these feel like physical in-person encounters. That's also part of Uranus in Taurus, Taurus being the earth, the physical, saying you need to meet, you need to connect. There's people that you need to be around. And I feel like that's part of this opening into this portal. So if you're receiving invitations, if someone is trying to get you out of the house so that you'll go to an art gallery opening, or you'll go to a movie, or you'll go hang out, like if someone or something, or even the energy is ushering you to go out into the world, or to simply trust where you feel the energy leading you, that's the universe saying that there's probably something here for you. So this can be quite exciting, quite interesting and unexpected. This is, again, you meet somebody out of the blue. I'm also seeing like there can be some kinds of instantaneous attraction, and that the chemistry can be very strong. The chemistry can be very compelling, even though it's somebody you just met and you don't know, and the mind comes in and brings in all these logical questions. And of course, you're like, is this person an axe murderer? Is this person crazy? You know, all those things that the fear mind can bring up. I feel like this is a time where it is necessary for people to meet, especially if you have been through a lot in relationships, if you have been doing a lot of that healing work, perhaps you've been getting clearer on what you want in your love life. Maybe you're really understanding the importance or value of a life partner. Maybe you're really wanting someone to share things with on a regular basis. It's really understanding what you need that feels good to your heart in terms of how you relate and open up to others. And I'm also feeling these as next level connections, next level interactions. I'm also feeling that some things are coming around. It's like a full circle from other lifetimes. So this is certainly soulmate frequency. This is reconnecting with people that you've partnered with in other lifetimes. And what's coming to mind very strongly are these reconnections from other experiences on the planet, including Atlantis and Lemuria, including other cosmic energies that you went through with somebody else. Those people could be coming back around. And this is where there's power to meet your beloved, to come together with that connection. Also, if you're in a connection, you're in a relationship, and whether it is just beginning or it's long term, this is a beautiful time to be very intentional with the love frequency within, because it's very easy for these relationships to be taken for granted, to become less important, to have distance between you and another. And you have to, as you've probably heard, intentionally come back into that deeper, truer connection with your partner, and to not take them for granted, to not be overly consumed by your daily lives and your routines that you lose sight of why you're together in the first place. And all relationships have their ups and downs, their highs, their lows, right? The things that are easy and joyful, their challenges, things that bring you to perhaps a breaking point, or things that also bring you back together and reunite your hearts. And I feel like this is a powerful time to really look at that energy in your connections, especially your intimate primary relationships, to not take someone for granted and to make sure that you're also on the same page around what you each want and desire. So this is something where, you know, at a more personal level, you bring back some of that zest into a relationship or a connection, or you do something new together, or you discover how you want to bond, or what this is about, you know, what you want to experience and co-create that's good for both of you. There's also the energy here of really appreciating and recognizing who you're traveling through life with, if you're in one of these connections. Because all too often, and I've observed this, and perhaps you have too, when people are together for a long period of time, it becomes the person they complain about the most. Oh, he did this. Oh my gosh, she's doing that. Oh, I can't believe they said this. Oh, she's driving me crazy with this. It becomes the person that you start to perceive differently because of all the time you spend together, all the space you share, all the overlapping life priorities and things going on that you have to take care of. Oh, she drives me crazy when he does this. Oh, I hate it when he does that. Have you noticed there are partnerships where people just start complaining about each other instead of appreciating, loving, and seeing that person for everything they bring into your life, everything you're sharing? One of my mom's best friends, I've known her almost my whole life. She's a Leo, and she has been in a long-term relationship for 20 years at least. She's been married, and she's like, my number one rule is I will never complain about my husband to anyone. I will not complain or put anything on social media or publicly about him. I will never disrespect him, and it's vice versa. So that's one of their agreements in their connection, because it's a very unconscious thing where you can not even see where you're taking that energy and how it hurts, potentially damaging the connection or that love relationship. So again, this new Venus is about a new consciousness and a higher awareness around not only love and attraction and what you want to create in your life, but how you are actively living from that space, how you are actively managing it, doing it, what you are intentionally creating with that energy. So this is a powerful new Venus portal of intentional creation around what you love, what you want, what you desire. And Venus is about knowing that you're worth it. You are worthy of that love connection, perhaps that you always want or you've always wanted to experience. You are worthy of being powerful and strong in your light, in your gifts, in your essence. You are worthy of also creating the life you want because you know that this is what is essential for you to experience. Now with Venus, we also bring in the energetics of finances and money and how that relates to our self-worth. And you could find you're leveling up in that area of your life. You're leveling up in your prosperity, in your abundance frequency. You're changing things around and reprogramming your own relationship with money. And that could be something that you feel as well during this new Venus energy, where you're seeing that money is abundantly flowing all around the planet, and that there are unlimited flows of finances available to us to build and create what we want in our life, to be prosperous with our gifts and our talents, to earn and make that salary or paycheck that you know is your connection to abundance, to expand beyond perhaps what you've known. And this goes into much deeper programming around how you learned about money when you were younger, what you were taught and told about finances, especially from your parents, because our parents are typically our first connection to resources, to money, to what you buy and what you value. And perhaps if any of that is lower frequency, you could feel yourself busting out of that and saying, that's not how I'm going to live my life. That is no longer true for me. And this is where people can actually rise above their parents' own experience of finances, where it's not simply about, oh, you make money or more money than your parents did, but there's something that you are elevating for your lineage, for your ancestors, around that self-worth frequency that's directly connected to your own consciousness. And that's what's creating this higher vibration in your life. So this is a very powerful portal because it is invigorating your power center, your sense of self. It's invigorating what you're wanting to experience and create. And remember, this lasts for 8 years. This is the beginning of an 8-year cycle. And so what do you want to initiate at this portal that you would love to play with and experience and move through that takes you higher, that takes you above what you've known before, that also fills your heart? And what does that mean to you? So perhaps that's the final question I'll leave you with. What would fill your heart? And allow that information to be what guides you forward, to be the points of inspiration around what you want to create, but also what you are carrying internally. Because this can be an energy that removes blockages, melts away hurt, pain, resistance, allows you to have an abundant new start, raises your self-love frequency, which in turn affects what you experience in the world. This can also be a time when you attract and bring in that true partnership, that love of your life, that romantic interest, the soulmate, whatever you call it, whatever feels right for you. All of that is activated. And it's also a time when you can bring fresh energy into current long-term commitments. You can re-energize them with something new and different that is best for both of you, that lifts you up, and that also is healthy and satisfying for what you're co-creating in those love-based connections. If you're feeling that you want to work with your own abundance consciousness and reprogram things for yourself in any way, I do have a course called Mastering Abundance that is 50% off. I'll put it below the podcast if that is something you want to intentionally reprogram for yourself. It is an audio course, so you just listen, you take notes, and it's designed to be contemplative, where you really see some patterns, you really understand perhaps what you didn't realize you were operating from. So I'll put a link and you can check that out. But mostly, I hope you feel inspired to make the most of this new Venus cycle, to be very intentional with your energy, with your heart, to be very clear in what you want to create next in this beautiful new cycle. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. You can find out more about me and my current offerings for you over at mollymccord.online. And be sure to check out my YouTube channel and YouTube playlists where you can discover even more about your natal Venus. I also discuss it in Awakening Astrology, my book, where we look at your own natal Venus on what you are here to experience through that placement in your natal chart. Wishing you a beautiful cycle as we move into these energies of August 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back here soon. Take good care.